Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 of the phone numbers. It's Friday, Gavin. I'm very excited.
Yes.
We're almost done.
Right.
We will talk to Michael Chiklis here in a second. Now, Michael Chiklis, we can relate to this. He is well-known as an actor.
Uh-huh.
Not that part. But he now has a band.
Right. He's played in bands for quite a while.
I didn't know that. Yeah. What does he do?
I know he plays drums, and I don't know. Maybe he sings as well, but I know he drums for sure.
Well, he has got his own band. You can find out about it at michaelchiklis.com. He's got a solo album called Influence, and he's also on the television show Gotham, and of course from The Shield, and he was Thing in Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
How dare they try to make another Thing after Chiklis? He was fantastic in that role.
When I see
him, he looks like Thing.
When I see him, that's immediately what I think is Vic Mackey from The Shield.
Yeah,
That was a great show.
That was one of the first shows, like, it was before The Wire and it was before The Sopranos. It was like the first real show on TV.
Yeah.
Where it showed cops could be bad guys, but
right.
Good guys, you know. Anyway, Michael Chiklis has a new solo album called Influence. Let's go to the hotline and welcome him to the show for the very first time. Michael Chiklis, how are you, sir?
I'm awesome, man. How are you?
Who knew? Who knew you were a big singer? I guess Galvin, do you play drums too?
I do.
And how?
Listen, I love when people say who knew. That's kind of the reaction that happened after The Shield, you know, because, you know, people try to put you in a box and they try to, you know, define who you are. And I've always kind of railed against that. And I've always been a musician.
Yeah.
So it's nice to finally be able to put that out.
Can I tell you what box I put you in that you totally climbed out of? I put you in the fat box back in the 80s. And then all of a sudden, look at you now. Yeah. You got abs and everything.
Well, I actually lost them last year for a while, but now I'm seriously back training again because, you know, listen, I move around and I play different characters, and right now I'm on Gotham playing the captain of the police force there, and that's been fun, and now my character's taking another turn, so now I'm in the gym constantly. So again, I'm always sort of stretching and reinventing and trying different stuff, and this is very much in that vein, and I want people to know about this record because it's heavy.
All right, well, let's talk about that because
it's a formidable rock album.
We'll let you know that we have done this radio show here in this market for 10 years, and we also have a band, and we know how the reaction is when you try to do something different. Everybody goes, oh boy, like, God forbid somebody should try to do two things at once. But now the band's been very successful, and you are a guy who was a musician before and has really, because of your acting, had to try and keep it going in between your busy schedule.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I played in bands from seventh grade all the way through college, and then once I got the movie Wired, where I played John Belushi, I actually sang the songs on that soundtrack.
Wow.
But that was the last time in my career that I've been able to use my musical abilities, because I just ended up getting in all these different dramas and comedies, and it just didn't call for that. And, you know, I've always kept my foot in it. I've kept writing and playing and everything, hoping that I'd be able to put something out. But I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to put it out if it's half-assed.
But you're right. So if you're going to do it right. Don't half-ass it.
So, I wrote the songs. Brought in friends and musicians. I've got this incredible core of young musicians that I met, believe it or not, through my daughter at college at USC. These young, hungry musicians who make up the core rhythm section for the band. And they're animals, such good players. And then I sprinkled these great guest performances over the bottoms of the tracks, on top of them, like the great Steve Lukather from Toto came in and ripped on two songs, including the single that's out right now called In Front of Your Eyes, which is a real swampy southern fried rock storyteller tune.
So you are going to take this on the road? You're going to tour?
I hope to. I really do. I'm hoping that if that comes together, you know, listen, I'm juggling an acting career, and I'm currently on Gotham in New York City right now, shooting Gotham until the end of December.
Well, you have no shortage of places to play in New York, I can tell you that.
Well, but it's not that easy. This is kind of complex, and, you know, it's a big band. I mean, there's nine pieces at least. So, you know, they've got a brass section, you know, and these guys are primarily in Los Angeles. So I'd have to actually mount a proper tour. It's not like we can sort of just gig. You know, we'd have to actually, you know, mount a tour, and that there's a lot of working parts. And I'll cross that bridge next, because, again, I almost called this album Fits and Starts, because I've had to record it over the course of two and a half years. And the first track of this record was called The Show, and we recorded it 2.5 years ago. And
that's pretty strong. We put a whole solid album in with some extras. And this is Michael Chiklis. Yeah. The album is called Influence. You can go to michaelchiklis.com. You know him, of course, from The Shield, Gotham. You know, by the way, what a great acting career. Not one bad thing solid since the John Belushi thing. And by the way, I'm surprised Aykroyd hasn't called you and tried to boot you into the Belushi, the Blues Brothers. He's always trying to redo.
Well, you know what, man? Every minute's a new minute, and you never know what's going to happen. But I think that belongs to John's brother Jim. You know, and rightfully so. I mean, that's their thing, and that's their gig. And I love the Blues Brothers and love John. So you know, more power to him.
I love it. I love when people follow their real passion and do music. You've had a great acting career, and
I want you to know something. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
you know, I'm well aware. I'm not delusional. I'm well aware of how people perceive this kind of a thing. That, you know, oftentimes they go like, "Oh, here's an actor trying to be," you know.
Yeah, we want it to be terrible.
Right, exactly, and that's just not the case. I've been a musician my whole life, and what's wonderful is watching people's reaction when they hear my album. I love it. I love it. It's sort of the same kind of a thing that happened when they saw me play Dick Mackey after, you know, doing the commish.
Right.
It's surprising in the best way. And I hope to keep surprising people.
Well, we're going to play it right now so that we could, because I know everybody's listening going, "Well, Jesus, let's hear what it sounds like already." I'm going to play it right now.
And the great Steve Lukather is just raspy on this tune. Check it out. It's a really swampy Southern Fried track, so check it out.
If you go on tour, you play in the studio when you come by. I'd love to have that happen.
That'd be cool. Awesome.
Michael Chiklis, good luck to you. The brand-new album is called Influence. And you can go follow him on Twitter and get it online, and hopefully you'll be blowing through on tour.
Cool, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day. There you go. Michael Chiklis, great actor. Is this going to be good?
If it has Steve Lukather on it on guitar, he's fantastic. I have seen him play drums, and he can play drums.
But I think he's singing on this.
Yeah, I've never heard him sing.
Are we going to like it?
I think it'll be good. I don't think you're going to go out and buy it. I don't think you're going to go to Chicago for 2 days to see him on tour.
You don't think I'm going to take my Pearl Jam poster down and put up a Michael Chiklis poster?
No.
All right. Well, let's all find out together. This is the brand new song from Michael Chiklis, the guy who used to be Thing in the Fantastic Four.
The commish.
In the commish. And on The Shield. And in Gotham. He is now a musician. Ladies and gentlemen, will he be surprisingly good like Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Or utterly terrible like Jackie Chan?
I think it'll be surprisingly good.
All right. Kevin Bacon. Here we go. It's Michael Chiklis on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.